Ah, finally. Hello, my flower. Come, my sweet girl, and bring those scrolls in the vase. Very good. Now, come and stand over here with me on the balcony a moment. I wish to show you something. Here, let me take your hand in mine. Magnificent, is it not, my little flower? The temple is almost complete. It will be a fine addition to the renovation of the upper and lower kingdoms. Look at the grand obelisks, my sweet. They will be placed at the entrance in honor of all the past monarchs who ruled these lands. Etched and carved by thousands of hands, made just for me. A commemoration of another bountiful year under my reign. My name and those of the great house of Pharaoh will live on through stone and marble. I have delivered a multitude of new renovations for a grand marketplace, building another granary in the lower kingdoms and restoring some of the city's bridges and roadways along the southern and western districts. Why, of course. It has been years now, working and planning with the royal architect and master builders. I needed it to be done to my every design and detail. None will say my reign was less than spectacular. If so, it will not be for lack of grand monuments and vast symbols of my wealth. After the temple is finished, they will begin a new site, just to the right of the temple in the distance there. Follow me to the table, my flower. There's something else I wish for you to see. Here, my flower. Come and stand before me here. Have a look at this. These are the blueprints for the next royal burial tomb. My royal burial chamber. Where my mummified body will lay for all eternity. Yes, it is about time I began overseeing its construction. Besides, thanks to an influx in our kingdom's wealth, we have all the resources we need to do so. To secure my travels through the afterlife, as a queen is expected, and to leave behind an additional reminder of my might and legacy while in the house of Pharaoh. I will leave for the afterlife, and one day, this kingdom, its people, and land itself will be all I have to leave behind. Even you, my beauty, as a royal servant. It is now your duty to help me while I see to these matters. You see, as much as the royal house of Pharaoh like to think they are descendants of the gods, we are all destined to walk the land of the reeds, my flower. All of us. No one is immortal. Not even the gods that live among us, I'm afraid. Oh, sweet girl, I am well, I assure you. Your concern is touching, as unpleasant as preparing for my death may be. It has given me more time to appreciate the land of the living and all of its boons. Come closer. I wish to hold you in my arms for a moment. As your queen, it is my duty to serve my people. All of my people, including you, my beauty. But for now, I wish to be here, along with you. The plans have already been set in motion. And by my will, it will be done. What do you say, my beautiful flower? Would you follow me until I pass from this world into the next? It gladdens my heart to hear those words, my beloved flower. I must admit, having you here, alone to myself, your body pressed against me like this, it makes it difficult to resist your charms. Alas, duty will eventually call. But until then, come, let us set aside grim thoughts and relax for a moment. The day's work is done, and I want some time to myself. And with you. Tell me, my flower, what do you wish to do now, in the brief moments we have to spend together? Is that so? You wish to stay here, like this? Comfort me a while longer. How can you be so sweet, my little flower? Look at me, my flower, not at your sandals. Good girl, You continue to please me. Yes, you do. And soon you will be greatly rewarded. Again. And again. And again. And again. And we were doing so well following my commands. Overexcited, are we? Well, I have just the thing for that, my sweet. Come, sit here on top of the table, little flower. There you are. Wrap your legs and arms around me tight. Come here, my dear. Let me taste those beautiful lips. Just relax. Now, lay back on the table. Look at you, a vision, so vulnerable as you are here, exposed before me. My little desert flower, all in bloom. You bloom for me, don't you, my beauty? Of course you do. You spread the fire within me. I can feel your heart beating wild. You excite me beyond measure, desert flower. I crave your touch. I desire nothing greater than to have you just as you are now. Beneath the long sun, wrapped in my arms, pray to my kiss. Now, let us put those lips of yours to further use, sweet flower.